As restrictions on religious freedoms grow for Christians, we are asking you to join us in prayer. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Malaysia and Indonesia have regional influence, and right now, Christians in the area are at a fork in the road. Will they face more hardship or experience freedom? That's coming up. And also, a simple sacrifice on your part could help bring life and hope to a country inundated with death due to a global pandemic. Around the world, it seems as if people are being stripped of their religious liberties every day. One of the biggest examples has been the Middle East, but it's also starting to happen in other parts of Asia as well. Open Doors USA's David Curry.
There was also widespread fear of basic necessities running out. Gas stations around the country ran out of gas. There was a run also on supermarkets, and a lot of shelves were empty.
Malaysia has been known for its relative openness to other religions, but that freedom is slowly crumbling. Curry says this presents a serious concern, but also a unique opportunity.
We pray that as we continue to help people in the point of their need with basic stuff like food, clothing, at St. Luke's Hospital by providing medical care, that we will continue to have the opportunity to share the good news.
Along with the growing influence of Sharia law, this issue needs your prayer. Pray for wisdom for those in the courts advocating for religious freedom. Imagine where you'd be if you couldn't read the Bible in your own language. That's the battle Wycliffe Associates is trying to fight, but many of the countries they have yet to reach are hidden behind the borders of strict governments or religious fanatics. And that's where creative tech comes in. Wycliffe Associates, David Reeves.
As we get into that environment, realize we can't do this the same way that has always been done in the past.
That's where the new print-on-demand systems come in. They're designed to be compact and portable, perfect for smuggling into countries where there's hostility to the gospel or where scriptures are hard to come by.
Our brothers and sisters are using them to print freshly published scripture in places we otherwise wouldn't be able to get them to.
But the thirst believers have for the gospel often comes with a price.
Early this year in the Middle East, we had a location where it was discovered, and four brothers were killed there at that location. One survived, but we'll replace that system because they want to keep printing.
That's why your prayer is needed now, more than ever. Not only is Wycliffe Associates trying to fund as many of these print-on-demand systems as possible, they have to deal with distribution, materials, and of course, the security risks on a daily basis. If you'd like to know more, we'll connect you at missionnews.org. And in Zambia, more than two-thirds of the country's population lives in abject poverty. And the country has one of the highest death rates in the world due to HIV and AIDS. The work of Kids Alive International, focusing on family preservation and orphan care, is essential. Mashiba Samata says the gospel is always the foundation of the work being done.
So initially, we take care of vulnerable children who are at risk, providing them with shelter, food, education, and also their spiritual needs.
As a sponsorship coordinator for Kids Alive, Mashiba helps connect kids to those who want to make a tangible difference in their lives.
They get to know that they are getting help, and it makes them feel very important and have a positive attitude about life, feeling they have somebody to come over their way.
Sponsorship provides each kid with food, school needs, health care, and other basic needs. Mashiba's asking you to pray for the growth of the Kids Alive ministry. Here's why.
Looking at the economy of Zambia, it's going down every day. The poverty levels are really going low. It is my prayer that Kids Alive rescues more and more children and do lots of projects to bring glory to God.
At missionnews.org, you'll find details on Kids Alive's work in Zambia or learn how to sponsor a child. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Islam, ISIS, the caliphate, terrorism. That's what the world thinks it knows about the world's 1.6 billion Muslims. But One Way is inviting you to join us on a prayercast journey during the month of Ramadan. Each week, we'll focus on a different region, loving and lifting up the representative nations in prayer. Let's ask with one voice that God would shatter the deception of Islam with the presence and truth of Jesus Christ. Get the details and sign up at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.